Leona, first, I'm so sorry to give you such bad news about Sam the Record Man passing away. What are your memories of Sam? Because for me, he was such... His store down at Young and Dundas was so iconic for so many kids to go down there. And you stayed out of trouble because you hung out there just going through all the albums and picking out some great music.
And was just part of my life. You know, as a family, we used to go down there to his sales. And, of course, he was such a great champion of Canadian music. He supported mine. He came with his wife, Eleanor, to my New York debut. And he brought the critics from the Toronto media. And he always loved my particular music and would put posters around his store. So I'm just so saddened by this news. And I'm beating myself up this morning that since I've been back in Toronto, I didn't make an effort to go and see him. Life is like that, isn't it? Passes so fast.
Absolutely, absolutely. What was it like the first time you met him? What was he like?
Well, I met him, I guess, after the Juno Awards. Eleanor had approached me and wanted me to record with a Canadian label, Stomping Tom Connors. And then I met him at the house several times and when we were figuring out what to do with the first album. And he was just always with a twinkle in his eye and always had lots of stories. He was a character with Sam. I just wish he would have heard, I've been working on a new Canadiana album and I'm singing. And he would have been so proud because he always used to... champion my music. He was the one that got me with Brian Adams' manager for a while. Well, that's an interesting story. But I'm very, very saddened because he was always very cheerful. And even though I know I saw him after he had his stroke and then he had trouble with his legs, and he was very, very cheerful. And I'm not Jewish, but we used to have seders together because the lady in his life and my fiancé at the time, they were very much into the whole Passover ceremony. So I learned a lot. And Sam and Janet used to come over to the house when I lived in Fallingbrook. You know, I've been away 20 years, but I came back to Toronto, and I'm thrilled. I'm living in Yorkville. But when I lived in the beaches, Sam and Janet used to come, and we'd do all the Rosh Hashanah and the Passover ceremony, and it was delightful, just lovely.
You know, you mentioned something several times, and I want to go a little bit deeper, which I absolutely agree with you on. He championed Canadian music. What was his drive about that, do you think, wanting to, make sure that Canadian artists, especially back then, who didn't get a lot of airplay, to really push that out there for the rest of the world to realize we have great artists?
Right. I mean, he got me on Chum, which never played classical guitar, and I was not at all mainstream. I was a purely classical guitarist at that time. And he was thrilled when I toured with Gordon Lightfoot. I don't know. He's always just had this thing about supporting Canadian artists. Same with Stomping Tom Connors. I mean, who would have thought an down Easterner would have supported Canadian classical music? And actually, many years later, he told me how Deutsche Grammophon had wanted me. And I don't know, he just had this patriotic feeling and supported artists a lot. I mean, I know other fellow artists and myself, we just used to feel that he gave us a chance to really get prominent positioning in his store. I mean, it was a whole experience, as you mentioned, going into the store, sort of, and his, what is it, New Year's, wasn't it? The New Year's sales where you could go and get, we used to go and buy Mexican LPs because we used to live in Mexico. And I just know he'd always, just give us special attention and make us feel very appreciated. And I say, when he came to New York, I have pictures of us in the cab, he and Eleanor, going to my Carnegie Hall, and I was nervous. This is very, very important for a young artist to make this New York debut. And he was thrilled, and when the papers came out the next day and I got a good review, and he brought William Littler from the Toronto Star, I believe it was. So his actions spoke volumes. He really, really wanted me to make it, and he was very thrilled when I changed my music around and toured with the band and signed with CBS. No, he was just an amazing influence in my life, and I'm very, very sad that he's no longer with us.
And just one last question, and you really did answer it through this whole interview. And again, thank you so much for doing this. Just how would you hope that the world remembers Sam the Record Man?
As a great, great champion of Canadian music and a dear, much beloved person, in the not just in music. I mean, he was a wonderful soul, a wonderful, inspiring person, full of spark and energy. And he made it to 91, and you know, he had problems in his life, as we all do. And darn it, I wish he could have heard my new patriotic song that I'm recording tonight with all the hockey players. I've got, it's a who's who of Canadians singing this patriotic Canadian song. It's coming out in March. He would have loved it, and dear Sam, he would have been just singing it and championing that. I feel very, very sad when I think I'll never see him again.
Well, I've got the strange feeling, no matter what, he is always going to be listening to the music.
He's one of my guardian angels now, and he'll be listening to all our music.